Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Real friends, real laughs.
Star 102.5.
Well, it's a suggestion I never really heard of before, but asking permission before you're going to TP somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's a thing now, huh?
It doesn't seem like much of a prank if somebody knows it's coming.
Not at all.
And also, who's agreeing to all the toilet? It's such a mess. That is such a mess.
Right. I mean, if you're going to ask me, the answer is going to be no.
Even if you say you're going to clean it up because you know you're not going to get everything.
Listen, you're on Ken's front step. The answer is already no.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Unless you have chocolate.
All right. Well, now we're finding some wiggle room here. Okay?
That's your one way in. Possibly there could
Can
be others.
Can we TP your house? For 7 bags of full-size Snickers.
Ooh.
Not fun size, full size.
7 bags. How big are the bags?
Ooh. Yeah, those don't come in bags.
Okay.
Of course.
Actually. I'm sorry.
Well, it would come in a pack of full-size Snickers.
50 full-size Snickers.
Not enough.
I should have just said the number.
I said
bags.
7 bags sounded a lot bigger. But, you know, actually over here ruined it. So,
Carl, we could have TP'd his yard.
Listen, I need to understand what we're negotiating. I thought I was helping you out there, Ken. It's like, I mean, like this weekend when we gave away half a peck of apples, I had to Google a peck. I was like, what's a peck?
Yeah.
Turns out about 5 to 6
7
pounds.
Bags. I'm bringing you 7 hefties and telling you to fill them up.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Ooh.
But
anyway, we got off track here, but you're still not taking the deal for the TP?
Well, no, because it got knocked down to 50. Because you pointed out they come in a fun size.
Fun size bags, full size packs.
Okay, 280-1025. Penny on the phone from Des Moines. All right, Penny, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
Oh, back when I was in high school in the 80s, we were keeping the seniors of the softball team, and one of them lived across the street from Holiday Inn by the airport. And the security at the airport came over and told us that we couldn't teepee unless we had permission. And they made us knock on the door and ask if it was okay to finish teepeeing their house.
How did that conversation go?
Well, I think they knew we were going to do it, so they were fine. They thought we were doing great, but it just kind of took the fun out of finishing their house.
Right. Yeah, that would make me want to go home, too. Did you finish it, though?
Yeah, we did, but it was weird that they said we had to have permission because we didn't think anything about it. Everybody teepeed back then. It was no big deal.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's funny. Thanks, Penny. You have a great day. Jenny on the phone from Johnston. They asked you?
Yes. The Johnston swim team, the girls that went to state last year, so the underclassmen or the kids that weren't going to state, they called or they texted us through an app that we use for the swim team, mm-hmm. and they asked permission if we could teepee the house. And my daughter was a freshman at the time, so we were kind of new to the whole thing, but we knew teepeeing was a tradition. So we said, sure, go ahead. Well, the other part of it, they teepeed in the backyard as well.
Okay, so you gave permission to teepee your house. How nice.
Yeah. Mm. Now, who cleaned it up?
Me.
Oh, boy.
Well, And the second problem, too, is we have a puppy or a dog who loves toilet paper, so I had to beat it out there. And the other thing was it rained that night.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible mess.
Yes. So we were like, but in keeping with tradition, we agreed. It was okay.
Yeah, I liked the beginning of the call where you said, we were kind of new to this.
We've never had this happen before, which I thought was funny, too, that they asked.
Yeah. So if somebody asked you to do it again, would you say yes again?
Only for state swimming.
You got to do good, girls, or forget it. All right. Thanks, Jenny. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You bet.
More fun in the mornings.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.